Hello, this is Saul Gonzalez, lead pastor of Lifehouse Church, and welcome to our podcast. Thank you so very much for joining us today. I believe that through this message, God will encourage you, challenge you, and better yet, change you for the glory of God and for the purposes God has called you. Enjoy this message. Hello and God bless everyone today. I want you to believe that today is a day of miracles, a day of breakthrough for you and your family. Some of us have been caught perhaps in a spiritual vortex, in some kind of black hole or some kind of nebulous experience. It seems like that kind of year, a year of disruptions, where if something could go wrong, it does wrong. And with Murphy's Law in play all day long, I want to tell you that we are not susceptible or vulnerable as a believer to just luck, to bad luck. We don't believe in that. We know that all things work together for good. I want to repeat that. All things for the believer, for those that love God, for those that are trusting God, all things work together for good. Even the bad things, the undesired things, the unexpected events, the turn of events that kind of turn your world upside down. And I feel like right now an anointing to pray for a breakthrough, even before we share a message about the catch that ended all catches, or a catch like no other, or some of the principles that will lead your life to enjoy the kind of long-term success that changes eternity, that changes people's lives, your life, and that has an impact on eternity. But I want to pray right now for a breakthrough. Some of us need deliverance. Some need direction. Some of us need just a breakthrough from God. And I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Saul from Lifehouse to your house, and I pray to your heart. Let's pray right now. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for divine Solomonic wisdom. Let's begin with wisdom. We're asking wisdom, and according to James chapter 1, that if we ask believing, trusting you, not doubting in our hearts, you would not only give us wisdom in abundance, but you would do it without reproach. You do it as part of our inheritance as children of God, that we have the right to come to you and ask, and then seek, and then knock. That you would give us wisdom in abundance. In Jesus' name, I pray for Solomonic wisdom, the kind of wisdom that learns to decide according to divine directives in Jesus' name, and discernment in Jesus' name. I pray for healing in your life, in your body, in your mind, in your emotions in Jesus' name. I pray for healing right now, that you receive the healing touch of Jesus, the balm of Gilead, that would touch you so that you would sense the Spirit of God bringing liberty and deliverance to your body, to your mind, to your spirit, your soul, and your emotions in Jesus' name. I pray for breakthroughs. I pray for a breakthrough like none other that you've experienced in the past. I pray for enlargement in your life, in your territory, in your relationships. I pray for a deepening of your relationship with God, that God would give you wisdom, strength, courage, knowledge, direction. In Jesus' name, I pray for an experience of God in your life, that you would sense the presence of God right now as we pause. As we pause and selah in God's presence, I pray that you can sense God's Spirit ministering in your mind and in your heart and in your life and body. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. I don't know if you have the ability, the faculty to give God a clap offering right where you're at, right at home or in your car. Clap in your heart. Keep your hands on your wheel. But I just want you to give God a shout, a praise, a hallelujah, a praise the Lord. God, you're awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Because God inhabits the praises. Because something happens when you turn that spiritual modality into just worshiping and praising God instead of being just melancholy and apathetic or just commiserating with yourself. This is Pastor Saul from Lifehouse to your house, and I pray to your heart. In Luke chapter 5, there's a powerful scripture when Jesus is by the shoreline and he chooses to get into Simon Peter's boat. So Jesus chooses the boat. There were two there. Jesus chose the boat. Jesus chose your life. You did not choose Christ according to John chapter 15, verse 16. Jesus says, you did not choose me, I chose you. Isn't that amazing that the God of providence, the God of the universe, would have you and me in mind, little old you, little old me, and then that just that choice, that providence, that divine wisdom, that God has and exercised that jurisdiction. He chose you and that He chose us to come and bring us along, to be part of His family, to be born again, and being born again, that you and I would grow in knowledge of God, that we would follow Christ to becoming a disciple, and then daring and trusting God for the faculty, the ability to disciple others, to lead others also to know God, grow together, and serve and make a difference in the kingdom of God. Jesus says, I chose you that you would bear fruit and that your fruit would last, that when you would ask anything from the Father, He would grant you your petitions of your heart, according to Psalm 20, that God would grant you the petitions, the prayers, the desires of your heart in Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 5, Jesus chooses Peter's boat. He gets on that boat and then He asks Peter, Simon, to just distance himself from the shore a little bit. My first point is that God's dealings with you as a believer are incremental. They are both intentional, they are divinely inspired, or they are providential. That means they come from God by design and not by default, but they are incremental in nature. God will never ask you to take giant steps, leaps, and before He asks you to take the main, important, small steps. It is the incremental steps, the desiring to be faithful, the attending church, the reading scripture daily, the finding time, making time to spend time with Christ, and allowing Christ to get into the boat of your heart, life, ministry, marriage, and family. Would you allow access right now? Would you just commit right now to giving Christ Jesus more access to the boat of your life? If you do, it'll be transformational, I promise, and then it'll be incremental in nature. God will ask you to just take small steps that make great differences, that'll make a big difference in your heart. That's the way it's been in Scripture. God never took somebody from just ordinary to extraordinary overnight. It was always a series of steps, whether it was Moses, whether it was Joseph, whether it was King David, whether it was the apostles, 3.5 years of being and living with Christ, walking with Christ, one step at a time, until the moment where Christ Jesus conferred upon them the power that is like no other, the power of the Holy Spirit, and they became the aegis, they became the impetus, they became the strength, they became the power of God on this earth to birth the church by the Holy Spirit and to become the apostles that they became. But everything was incremental, including allowing Jesus to come into the boat of Simon Peter and then just casting ashore, just off a little distance from shore, just put out, He says, a little bit. And then after Jesus spoke to the crowd, He asked Simon Peter to do something that was not expected. Simon was tired. They had fished all night. They had caught nothing like a lot of us in life. You've toiled, you've worked hard, you've tried hard to save your marriage, your relationships, your job, your ministry, your business. You've really worked at maybe becoming a better dad or a father or a mother to your kids. And it just seems like you're exhausted and you're extended and you're spent. And nothing has come, or very little or nothing has come, of all your efforts to move the pendulum in the direction of significance and or success. Jesus asked Peter to even launch out to the deep, to go deeper, to a place that is not normally a place where you cast your nets and you draw fish. And that's exactly what Jesus said to Peter. Let's read that scripture together. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to kind of bring it into perspective. And then I want to share for a few minutes a catch like no other, or some of the principles that will lead you for a lifetime of success. Or what does it take for you to enjoy and succeed in marriage and ministry and all these other endeavors that matter in life, both in your relationships and in your resources? So I want you to read with me. I'd like for the Holy Spirit to maybe bring this scripture. I'm going to be reading the NIV version, to just bring it into a fresh new perspective, maybe a familiar or maybe old story with fresh truths that will help you launch out into the deep, cast your nets, and draw a catch like no other. And then at the end, I'm going to share a twist that I believe is Holy Spirit inspired for your life as well. Let's read Luke chapter 5. One day as Jesus was standing by Lake Gennesareth, the people were crowding around Him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asking him to put out a little from shore. Then He sat down and taught the people from the boat. When He had finished speaking, He said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and says, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish people. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. So I want to share a brief message with you that I've entitled A Catch Like No Other, in that Simon caught fish. But it's not the fish I want to draw you to, and it's not the amount of fish. And it wasn't that the fish was so astonishing. The amount, the catch, was so surprising that it made Peter feel sinful. Now, what kind of catch would make someone feel sinful? One, when you know it's undeserving. So a lot of times God gives you blessings, a catch, if you will, a wife, a husband, a business, an opportunity, a ministry, a calling. And that is undeserved, an anointing, men of God, women of God, an anointing that you know that when God flows, you don't deserve the blessing, the grandiosity of it, the width of what God is doing, God's favors, God's mercies, just God's blessings. They're undeserved. And if you really are sober and sober-minded, if you really are in a spirit of sincere discerning or discernment. So the gist of this introduction is that Peter, the fisherman that probably fished 1,000 times, maybe more than that, was astonished by the nature of this catch, by the proportion of this catch, by the depth that they had to share the catch with another boat, and both boats were sinking, to the degree that Peter felt stunned and compelled and convicted to ask Jesus to depart, to distance himself, because he was a sinner who was unworthy. That's the bottom line. Not only that, but for a fisherman to catch the fish of a lifetime. Every fisherman dreams of catching that big one. Well, this was Peter's big one. And I believe that Jesus did it intentionally so that he would leave that day never wanting, never dreaming, never wondering if when he left everything to follow Jesus, if he had left the big one somewhere in that lake. I want to assure you that when you decide to follow Jesus, Jesus is the catch. It's not the fish. It was Peter that Jesus was catching. And it was Jesus that Peter was about to catch, the biggest catch of his life, a catch like no other. And it wasn't the amount of fish. It was Peter that Jesus was drawing in that net and asking him and calling him and anointing him and appointing him to be an apostle. And it was Christ Jesus who is the catch of all time. He is the one catch that bar none is the one that makes an eternal difference in everyone's life. And I pray that Jesus catches you and that you catch the vision or allow Jesus to be caught in your spirit. I'm reminded of King Saul that was chasing donkeys, if you will. And while he was chasing donkeys, God was chasing him. God was pursuing him and calling him to the ministry to anoint him as a king. Because at the end of the day, all of us want to feel like we're successful. No one lives, nobody grows, nobody is born with the dream of becoming a failure, of becoming broken, of your relationships broken, or just fishing for a lifetime with no definition, with no purpose, with no end in sight, just going to work and back, or doing your ordinary calling, your vocation, just your life, your marriage, without it being connected with eternity. That is what was the game shifter. Jesus saw Simon's boat available. Is your life, is your boat available? Is it accessible? Will you allow the person of Jesus to come into your life and gain access and control of the life of the ship of your life? And would you allow him to become the master and the commander of your heart? Jesus tells Peter to just push away from the shore. It's incremental. It's step by step. It's intentional. It is by design and not by default. And I want to just encourage you, give Christ access. give Jesus the access that he wants and desires to have in your life. Secondly, then move away from that chore. Take steps to become a disciple. Join a class. We have what we call growth classes that gets you connected with the vision and the mission of Lifehouse. How can you be connected, relevant? How can your life serve as a catalyst to minister and help other lives? We encourage everyone to read the Gospel of Ephesians this month. We have 6 chapters. Well, we have some resources to help you soap, if you will, to read the scripture. For S is scripture. The O is for observations that the Holy Spirit puts in your heart. The A is for application. What is God telling you through that first chapter of Ephesians that we're doing this week? And then the P is for prayer. Would you close that experience, that devotional of 15, 20, 30 minutes with yourself, with your family, with others? Would you close it with prayer, sincere prayer, prayer that goes beyond just the voice and the echo of your own vocal cords, that they would reach God's heaven, that they would permeate the heavens, and that the Holy Spirit would take an audience, would receive it and say, here's a prayer that comes from the heart that is meaningful, and I will abide and I will correspond with that prayer in the affirmative. I want to just share with you that the goal is to be successful and significant spiritually, that nobody here wants to live a life that is mundane, ordinary, and unconnected with eternity. Most of us desire to have access to God. Well, God has already given you access to him through Christ Jesus. And if your life is in disarray, if you find yourself desperate and dysfunctional, you need to seek out God. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your life in a way that is special and in a way that makes a difference. And it begins by allowing your life to surrender completely to Christ. I want to close this first part of this message, because at the end of the day, Peter thought it was the miraculous catch of maybe hundreds of fish that stunned him. The Bible says he was astonished. The Bible says that he calls him Lord. At that point, he calls him Lord. No longer rabbi, no longer master, no longer teacher. But at that point, when he sees the number of fish, he says, depart from me, Lord. And I want to pray with you that you feel convicted, not condemned, but convicted of sin. Is there something in your life that you've allowed the enemy to kind of encroach? And are you now giving the enemy permission? Do you have a permissive, promiscuous spirit? Or have you gone beyond the pale in certain areas of your mind, spirit, soul, life, and body? Sister and mister, can you draw those lines? Can you redraw those boundaries again? Those guardrails that God has intentionally put there for your safety, that covenant relationship, that marriage, that husband, that wife, that accountability figures that you need in your life and that I need as guardrails to keep you in the straight and narrow. Jesus was intending to catch Peter. His goal was not to catch fish, but allow that catch to have Peter become both repented and available and receptive when he says, Peter, from now on, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I'm going to make you fish people, and not just fish. I'm going to take your ordinary service, your vocation, and I'm going to turn it into an extraordinary spiritual ministry, from catching fish to catching and drawing people. That is what we've been called. I know that you may work in industry, maybe in a manufacturing business. You might have a regular vocation or a secular vocation. You may be a teacher, an entrepreneur, a businessman. It doesn't matter. But if your life is not connected to catching and connecting with people, connecting and catching people and leading them, then I bet, and I would venture to say and to submit to you, that your life is not living to the extent that God wants you to live. He wants you to be connecting and to catching people, drawing them to Christ. And then ultimately, the greatest catch is Jesus Christ, not just as a rabbi, not just as a teacher, but as your Lord. Let's pray. Father, I pray that in Jesus' name, you would transform people's lives. In Jesus' name, that you would take us from one level to the next, that we know that your direction is incremental, that your steps, the steps of the righteous, are ordered of the Lord. We know that you've intentionally have come to our life by way of purpose and by way of providence and not accident. You've called us. You've placed conviction in our heart. There are many right now, perhaps, that are feeling convicted and want repentance and want just deliverance from their sins. others want to be saved right now in Jesus' name. You can just cry out to Christ Jesus. Peter did, and he says, Lord, save me. And he was saved and born again. Paul says to the jailer, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, and your household shall be saved. And I just pray for salvation, and then I pray for direction in your life, abundance, enlargement, and for God to bless you and in keeping with his best will, intention, and brightest and best blessings for your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare these truths to be true to the glory of God the Father. Amen and amen and amen. Would you forward this message to somebody that you feel can use this message that we've entitled A Catch Like No Other? That's you. You're the catch. God is the catch. Everything else was used just as a pretext to get you on board and on mission in your life so that you go from the secular to the supernatural, from the regular life to one that is connected to eternity in Jesus' name. Also, would you follow us on Facebook? Follow us. Subscribe on YouTube, on Instagram, and then share with others, connect others. Anytime that you sense that God is doing something, let us know. Send us a praise report. If God healed you, delivered you, touched you, would you let us know via our online communication, or you can go to our website. And we thank you again. This is Saul Gonzalez. So grateful that you've joined us. So grateful that you've joined us for this ministry. I'm going to do part two next week. Stay tuned. Don't miss it. So let me just say that we love you. We miss you. We're back in person. We're doing live worship services at 11 o'clock in Bakersfield Lifehouse. If you're able, come join us. We're still doing distancing and mask. We're encouraging you to wear a mask, but I want to have you come in person if you're able, and then invite others, make a difference, be the difference. And in Jesus' name, we'll see you very, very soon. I'm looking forward to it. We miss you and we love you in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Thank you so very much for joining us today on the Lifehouse Podcast. I pray and hope this message has encouraged, inspired, and challenged you to grow closer to God. If you would like to be a part of what God is doing here at Lifehouse, visit our website at lifehousechurch.com. That's lifehousechurch.com for more information, or consider subscribing and share it with one of your friends and family. Thank you again for being part of our journey, your journey, that will lead you to know God better, grow together, and go serve and make a difference. Thank you again. God bless you. See you next time.